Thank you for reminding me where I used to work when I was young. Oh, my. So I went to my hometown yesterday to attend a funeral and of a dear old friend, a next-door neighbor, who had just almost turned 70. So happy birthday, Irene. Great woman. But at the cemetery, I saw a tombstone that I've always loved of another father of a good friend of ours who used to drive us to school in the morning, and he was a jeweler. So I just have a short poem about him, the jeweler. He always repaired a cross and chain for free. He's a Catholic jeweler, of course. Once he outfitted our basketball team with Holy Infant of Prague medals. He insisted they were the difference in 1937 against Frackville. He was floating in for a layup when a number 22, a Methodist, grabbed that chain, choking him silly. He got so angry, he changed the score by himself. Someone told me he worked in the mill one day, just walked out, left for watch repair school in Scranton. On his gravestone is carved a small clock, and on each side, a flowering vine. At least that's how his brother, a sandblaster, has worked it out. Before the last trumpet, that clock will ring and ring and ring. And it still looks like that headstone. I'm going to read you a Catholic poem, and if you're not Catholic, I apologize, but you should be Catholic, probably, right? this is a real poem that started with a woman I used to know about, oh boy, in the 1980s, and I'm thinking a lot about the changes in the East End. All of us who live in the East End, we know what they are, particularly around East Liberty and Penn Avenue, Garfield, et cetera, but I used to spend a lot of time going to St. Anthony O'Toole Parish on Garfield Street. And this was a woman, the poem's really about a woman, who was a working class woman who was having a hard time with her father as she got more involved in the church. So it's a narrative poem called The Body of Christ. This is in the days when folk masses were still fairly new. Linda laid her guitar against the pew and approached the altar, circling the great marble table to stand at last behind the priest, a wide-angled view of the faithful. When the priest raised the host, everyone dropped to their knees. The sound of it shook her. "Behold the Lamb of God," the priest said. "Happy are those called to his supper." Her father was against this. Women disgrace the altar, and no one should touch a host. That was his way. He approved of her teaching at the parish school and tolerated her being single at 30. But women reading from the pulpit or handing out communion? No. Were any apostles girls? He'd chuckle. Pass the potatoes, Linda. The priest stepped aside and the lay ministers converged, each grabbing a silver dish or chalice. Linda planted her feet. The first man, 60-ish, approached, wearing a beige leisure suit. He opened his mouth slightly. "The body of Christ," she said, and slid the wafer over his bad teeth onto his tongue. Then came a woman with hands cupped and extended. "The body of Christ." Everyone had a style, Mr. Papps with his eyes fluttering, Mrs. Moore wagging her tongue, the sheepish, the reverent, the casual in T-shirts, Mushi's Pub, Penn State, Nike. Linda taught fourth grade at the inner parish school with a mix of races. She took her breaks across the street at Eaton Park. She'd have coffee and a Danish and sit at the counter pretending to read, so no one would bother her. But Rainey found her. Rainey, a crazy outpatient, an irregular at the folk mass, always swaying out of her pew, clapping and howling praise. "How about a song, Linda?" Rainey grabbed her from behind, starting to swing and sway. Midge glided by. More coffee? We drink blood, replied Rainey. And Midge scowled at her. Every Sunday, right, Linda? Blood of Christ. As Linda walked back, her mind wandered. You then are the body of Christ. Every one of you is a member of it. At the workshop for lay ministers, they had stressed these words of Paul. To minister, you must believe it. She sidestepped two men loafing near the horoscope lounge, then some hoods on parade with their Dobermans. She was tired of this neighborhood, boarded up storefronts, numbers joints, the John 316 Revival Center between Muffler King and Chuck's Chicken. The body is one and has many members. The variety she understood, plain, pretty, white, black, etc. After school, she took a bus to pick up her car at the Goodyear garage. As she stepped in, a man walked out and held the door for her a moment. The cashier stared at her. So did the customers on folding chairs watching television amid the tire displays. You mounted my snow tires, Myers. The cashier looked vacant. He fumbled in a drawer full of keys. Sorry, that last guy put a gun to me, cleaned us out. She felt tense again. After midnight, and she knew she shouldn't get up, the body takes its rest, even when the mind wanders. She groped at her nightstand for the radio, a talk show. Through the wall, she heard her parents' beds creak, the sound settling. She imagined them growing up in that neighborhood, everyone Catholic then and gainfully employed. Couples strolled after choir practice and married after the war. But they were getting on now, that generation. She went downstairs to the porch where the night was moist and peaceful, and a current of air brushed her face. The moon, high and full, appeared tethered to the shell of the factory, a post-industrial moon. She imagined Vermont, shade and silence, rare birds flitting about, a little house, a little window, a little table with two candles set on a smooth white cloth. Quaint images, and she knew it. But she could not stand the strange images of her wakeful, ordinary life. A few years ago, I tried writing 100 poems about Andy Warhol, so I will read a few of them for you, not all 100. Googleism for Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol is a dialect of Ukrainian. Andy Warhol is lost in my lava lamp. Andy Warhol is lurking at his own party like Gatsby. Andy Warhol is loath to say how much he's raking in. Andy Warhol is appropriating images. Andy Warhol is the first chapter in an old American story. Andy Warhol is to culture what strip mining is to West Virginia. Andy Warhol is famous for creating the character Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol is slowly beginning to recall his past life. Andy Warhol is short on words. Andy Warhol is the Pope of pop. Andy Warhol is expressing his fascination with capitalism, commodity fetishism, with wit and camp good humor. Andy Warhol is too nice a man to be president. Andy Warhol is a chip off the old Dada. Andy Warhol is the Bill of Rights for inanimate objects. Andy Warhol is a painter whose works do not call for interpretation. Andy Warhol is pronounced clinically dead. Andy Warhol is one of many American celebrities in Tokyo Wax Museum. Andy Warhol is seduced by the idea he could have a soul of his own. Andy Warhol is art minus the art. Andy Warhol is New York City's smallest borough. Andy Warhol is just one example of how a star is born. Andy Warhol is deviating from slavish copying of inherited Byzantine forms. Andy Warhol is the only genius I've ever known with an IQ of 60. Andy Warhol is based on a true story set mainly in the 1960s. Andy Warhol is a spunky teenager who, with pal Philip Perlstein, sets out to find Andy Warhol is offering rebates when you purchase any 5 cans of Campbell's soup. Andy Warhol is not responsible for the actions of third parties. Andy Warhol is one of our private jokes, shorthand to goof on obsessive behavior. Andy Warhol is the lunatic with only one idea. Andy Warhol is the Carpathian's highest peak at 2,061 meters. Andy Warhol is where the peasants truly believe in vampires. Andy Warhol is Napoleon in rags and Dylan's like a Rolling Stone. Andy Warhol is a robot, yet his painterly mark on mechanical process. Andy Warhol is true to ambiguity. Andy Warhol is almost certainly why I always wanted to be in show business. Andy Warhol is the international gesture for, you know, Andy Warhol is suppressing the personal in a marathon essay on boredom. Andy Warhol is a swell costume for theme parties and masquerade. Andy Warhol is asking to take me home. This is Andy Warhol for Pittsburgh. Andy Warhol, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. 2,358,695 souls, February 2nd, 2007. I can't stand my own Renaissance, Warhol. When will you end the culture wars? Screw you with your tomato soup cans. I'm shifting into healthcare and financial services. Don't bother me. No more picture postcards till Renaissance 3. Warhol, when will you be straight with me? When will you take off that blasphemous wig? When will you be worthy of my million yunzers? Why are my libraries full of co-eds now from New Jersey? Why feed me steel and oranges that come all the way from China? I'm sick of your pansy demands. Show me the money. When can I go to Congress, Warhol, and win subsidies with my good looks? After all, Warhol, it is you who are the superstar, even in the afterlife. Am I the congregation for the causes of saints? Your factory overwhelms me. Anti-dumping tariffs are only part of my competitive strategy. There must be some other way to settle our dispute, Warhol. Carnegie's in hell. I don't think he's coming back. It's sinister. Are you being sinister? Or is this just another practical joke? Come Lent, thou shalt relinquish thy vanity mirror. Tell me, Andy, am I East Coast? This ain't Cleveland. I am what I am, and that's all that I am, my idiom of rugged individualism. Andy, the Adopt a Bus campaign is failing here. Andy, I don't read the papers anymore. Every day, a drive-by shooting. Andy, I feel sentimental about the homestead strike. Andy, I was a Catholic worker as a kid, and I'm not sorry. I sit on Mount Washington for days on end and stare at my bridges. When I go to Station Square, I get drunk and never get laid. You should see me at Tuesday Book Club reading Jung. My visitors bureau thinks I'm perfect. I refuse to gerrymander my 18th congressional district. My fourth river is cosmically vibrating. I lost my jobs, Andy, to India. All I got is this lousy T-shirt. Andy Warhol, I've fallen and I can't get up. Are you going to let our emotional life be run by People magazine, Andy? I obsess over people. I read it in the bowels of Carnegie Public Library. It's always about celebrities and that. Film celebs, rock celebs, everyone's celeb but me. It occurs to me, I am Andy Warhol. The Sun Belt is rising against me. I must consider my natural resources. My natural resources consist of 10,000 hills and 446 bridges and one bronze statue of Roberto Clemente. Watchmen, what is the price of scrap metal? I say nothing of my think tanks nor my robots of Carnegie Mellon toiling the doodah day under the sprightly muzak of Stephen Foster. I have abolished the brothels of the North Side. My ambition is to be capital city, despite that I am a Catholic. Warhol, how can I write a holy litany to your vacuous mop? Warhol, I'll sell you wigs, 500 apiece, 50 down on your old wig. Warhol, free Edie Sedgwick. Warhol just say no to amphetamines? Warhol, give Valerie Solanas reason not to squeeze that trigger. Warhol, I hate to be nebby, but you're acting like a jagoff. Warhol, when I was 7, Mom took me to seminary days at St. Cyril and Methodius. When you visited your nephew there, we prayed for vocations, and the Bubbas sold us cabbage rolls, and the novenas held out promise. Everyone was angelic and sentimental about our Holy Mother, the church behind the Iron Curtain. Still making movies, Andy Warhol? Screen test me, Andy Warhol. You love me in The Deer Hunter. You liked my Groundhog Day. Here's the pitch. The Twilight Zone meets It's a Wonderful Life meets Bouillonnel's The Exterminating Angel. It occurs to me I relive February 2nd over and over. Welcome home, Andy Warhol. It's the standard-issued flowered grave. Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe. Clock radio, 6 a.m. Smash that radio. Kick the radio. They won't shut up. Heaven help us, Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol, this is quite serious. Andy Warhol, I want to live again. Please, Andy Warhol, I want to live again. Zoom in, the icy bridge. Cue the falling snow. What do you know, Andy Warhol? My lip's bleeding. Zuzu's petals. Zuzu's petals. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. That's right, Andy Warhol, that's right. Put your queer shoulder to the rope and ring those holy bells. Attaboy, Andy Warhol, attaboy. I thought I'd read this poem because I took a megabus to Philadelphia a while ago. And I'm going to go to Philadelphia tomorrow, but I'll do it. It's called On the Turnpike Reading. I was the oldest man on the megabus because everyone else was a Pitt or CMU student going home for spring break when I went. On the Turnpike Reading. A fine thing is rare, and America is full of them. Willa Cather wrote. Dogs, too, baring teeth to worry us lambs, to lap our blood. So what's to worry? The end of fundamental science, the ensemble of hypothetical universes, infinite, floating, with no true explanation. No profit in worry, Jesus said, that cognitive hormone. I say an injury to one is an injury to all. Into my voice dictation, into a tablet computer, on my two raised knees on the megabus to Philadelphia. History, the church says, liberates us from the tyranny of the present, Lord, where you hold us in your mercy. The present imagines itself eternal. Whoever its author, whoever is the restorer of the world, the present is not eternal, my oncologist warns me. At the museum, home of classic paintings of street views of old cities, mixed now with telephone wires and traffic lights, I am not alone watching this window where birds cross and recross the field of vision, birds larger, finite, imposing, flashing like stars out of that twilight. Thank you. Two more. Grow older and the world grows stranger. Grow older and the world grows stranger. Life will drift along, like it or not, lines chalked out by a criminal world. Cash begets cash. No altars smoke in prosperous times. Shadows of the moon passed over Beethoven in the spirit of his Ninth Symphony. Failed. Underworld song takes the upper hand. Face flushes, lips tremble, then sobs trap in your throat. What you own isn't what you own. Brothers are not brothers, but divide into sheep and goats. The force that can stop this, the darkness of God, is invisible. become aware of the new danger of what's going on. Your earnest prayer, my honest answer, both true and right, cosmic and haywire. I'll repeat that. Your earnest prayer, my honest answer, both true and right, cosmic and haywire. Lord, inadequate. The wheel still turns. And I have one more poem, which is a sleep poem. And I now, this my wife will give affirmation to it. I like to really sleep on the very edge of the bed. I don't know why, but I really like it the best. It seems dangerous. I love to sleep curled. I love to sleep curled on the edge under her arm, unlicensed and weaving in the spectral, chromatically climbing the 12 notes, just the boy in the air again, face to the stars, soaring, sailing soberly, watched by worshiping faces. I swear by heaven of the dream arts, I trust the body arched and soaring and the pure labor of the dream. Not the usual of the nation, localized, yowling from the mouth, just the ripest of dreams, now dropping, now pouring like rain through hair, shampooing this sleep unutterably, seeping into the honeycomb, into the well, into the silent language of the gorgeous. While I curl on the edge, her arm above me, the pillow cradled beneath my chin. Thank you very much.